hi there. Welcome to a new week and the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 517, and my name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. This here is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. If this is your first time here, you should know that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read from the New Testament. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday, and each show is about 10 to 15 minutes long. Today, our scripture is Jeremiah 8 and 9, and our translation is the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 8. At that time, the tombs will be opened, announces the Lord. The bones of the kings and officials of Judah will be brought out. The bones of the priests and prophets will be removed. So will the bones of the people of Jerusalem. They will lie outside under the sun, moon, and all of the stars. All of those people had loved and served those things. They had followed them and worshipped them. They had asked them for advice. So the bones of those people will not be gathered up or buried again. Instead, they will be like trash lying there on the ground. Everyone who is left alive in this evil nation will want to die rather than live. That is what they will long for in the lands where I force them to go, announces the Lord who rules over all. Jeremiah, tell them, the Lord says, when people fall down, don't they get up again? When someone turns away, doesn't he come back? Then why have the people of Jerusalem turned away from me? Why do they always turn away? They keep on telling lies. They refuse to come back to me. I've listened carefully, but they do not say what is right. They refuse to turn away from their sins. No one says, what have I done? All of them go their own way. They are like horses charging into battle. Storks know when to fly south. So do doves, swifts, and thrushes. But my people do not know what I require them to do. How can you people say, we're wise, we have the law of the Lord? Actually, the teachers of the law have told lies about it. Their pens have not written what is true. Those who think they are wise will be put to shame. They will become terrified. They will be trapped. They have not accepted my message. So what kind of wisdom do they have? I will give their wives to other men. I will give their fields to new owners. Everyone wants to get richer and richer, from the least important of them to the most important. Prophets and priests alike try to fool everyone they can. They bandage the wounds of my people as if they were not very deep. Peace, peace, they say, but there isn't any peace. Are they ashamed of their hateful actions? No, they do not feel any shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall like others who have already fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. I will take away their harvest, announces the Lord. There will not be any grapes on the vines. The trees will not bear any figs. The leaves on the trees will dry up. What I have given them will be taken away from them. Why are we sitting here? Let's gather together. Let's run to the cities that have high walls around them. Let's die there. The Lord our God has sentenced us to death. He has given us poisoned water to drink. That's because we've sinned against him. We hoped peace would come, but nothing good has happened to us. We hoped we would finally be healed, but all that we got was terror. When our enemies' horses snort, the noise is heard all the way from Dan. When their stallions neigh, the whole land trembles with fear. They have come to destroy the land and everything in it. The city and everyone who lives there will be destroyed. People of Judah, I will send poisonous snakes among you. No one will be able to charm them, and they will bite you, announces the Lord. Lord, my heart is weak inside me. You comfort me when I'm sad. Listen to the cries of my people from a land far away. They cry out, isn't the Lord in Zion? Isn't its king there anymore? The Lord says, why have they made me so angry by worshiping their wooden gods? Why have they made me angry with their worthless statues of gods from other lands? The people say, the harvest is over, the summer has ended, and we still haven't been saved. My people are crushed, so I am crushed. I sob, and I am filled with horror. Isn't there any healing lotion in Gilead? Isn't there a doctor there? Then why doesn't someone heal the wounds of my people? Jeremiah chapter 9. I wish my head were a spring of water. I wish my eyes were a fountain of tears. I would sob day and night over my people who have been killed. I wish I had somewhere to go in the desert where a traveler could stay. Then I would leave my people. I would get away from them. All of them commit adultery by worshiping other gods. They aren't faithful to the Lord. They get ready to use their tongues like bows, announces the Lord. Their mouths shoot out lies like arrows. They tell lies to gain power in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not pay any attention to me. Be on guard against your friends. Do not trust the members of your own family. Every one of them cheats. Every friend tells lies. One friend cheats another. No one tells the truth. They have taught their tongues how to lie. They wear themselves out sinning. Jeremiah, you live among people who tell lies. When they lie, they refuse to pay any attention to me, announces the Lord. So the Lord who rules over all says, I will put them through the fire to test them. What else can I do? My people are so sinful. Their tongues are like deadly arrows. They tell lies. With their mouths, all of them speak kindly to their neighbors, but in their hearts they set traps for them. Shouldn't I punish them for that? Announces the Lord. Shouldn't I pay back the nation that does those things? I will cry and sob over the fields and the hills. I will sing a song of sadness about the desert grasslands. They're dry and empty. No one travels through them. The mooing of cattle isn't heard there. The birds of the air have flown away. All of the animals are gone. The Lord says, I will knock all of Jerusalem's buildings down. I will make it a home for wild dogs. The towns of Judah will be completely destroyed. No one will be able to live in them. Who is wise enough to understand those things? Who has been taught by the Lord? Who can explain them? Why has the land been destroyed so completely? Why has it become like a desert that no one can go across? The Lord answered me, because my people have turned away from my law. I gave it to them, but they have not kept it. They have not obeyed me. Instead, they have done what their stubborn hearts wanted them to do. They have worshipped the gods that are named after Baal. They have done what their people have taught them to do down through the years. So now the Lord who rules over all speaks. He is the God of Israel. He says, I will make these people eat bitter food. I will make them drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations. They and their people before them have not had anything to do with those nations before. I will chase these people with swords. I will hunt them down until I've destroyed them. The Lord rules over all. He says, here is something I want you to think about. Send for the women who sob over the dead. Send for the most skilled among them. Let them come quickly and sob over us. Let them cry until tears flow from our eyes. Let them sob until water pours out of our eyes. People are heard sobbing in Zion. They are saying, we're destroyed. We're filled with shame. We must leave our land. Our houses have been torn down. Women, hear the Lord's message. Listen to what he's saying. Teach your daughters how to sob over the dead. Teach one another a song of sadness. Death has climbed in through our windows. It has entered our forts. It has removed the children from the streets. It has taken the young people out of the marketplaces. Say, the Lord announces, the dead bodies of men will be like trash lying in the open fields. They will lie there like grain that is cut down at harvest time. No one will gather them up. The Lord says, do not let a wise man brag about how wise he is. Do not let a strong man boast about how strong he is. Do not let a rich person brag about how rich he is. But here is what the one who brags should boast about. He should brag that he has understanding and knows me. I want him to know that I am the Lord. No matter what I do on earth, I am always kind, fair, and right. And I take delight in that, announces the Lord. The days are coming when I will judge people, announces the Lord. I will punish all those who are circumcised only in their bodies. That includes the people of Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, and Moab. It also includes all those who live in the desert in places far away. None of the people in those nations is really circumcised, and not even the people of Israel are circumcised in their hearts. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, Jeremiah 8 begins where chapter 7 leaves off. God has announced judgment on his people, which is to be meted out through their defeat at the hands of a foreign army, which, by the way, was the Chaldeans. The Lord declares at the beginning of chapter 8 that the bones of the kings, officials, and priests and prophets will be dug up and scattered across the land, and those who are left alive will wish they were dead. He talks about their sin, their lack of repentance, and their stubbornness. He says that their teachers have twisted the word of God, and that they tell the people that all is well, that God will prosper them and preserve the peace. But of course, the exact opposite is true, and their prophets and priests will die by the sword along with the people. And then, as the chapter ends, we hear Jeremiah cry out to God because of the judgment that is coming. He knows that God means business, and he's heartbroken. Chapter 9 continues Jeremiah's lament for the people, and then God says, in essence, "I told them this was going to happen, but they wouldn't listen." And then the people protest, saying, "Hey, look, we're circumcised. We are your people." And God responds by saying that the days are coming when he will punish all the wicked, those who are circumcised in the flesh only, and those who are uncircumcised. Israel's being punished because their hearts are uncircumcised, meaning their hearts are not set apart for God. So yet again, we're reminded that above all, God looks at the heart. What is the condition of your heart? If you're listening to this podcast, chances are good that your heart has been reborn through believing in Jesus. I sure hope so. The heartbreak that Jeremiah had for the people of Israel should be reflected in us as we look at the people around us. Most of them have no idea what's coming for them. We've talked recently about how dire the situation is in the world today, but if we're honest, we don't know for sure that we're in the last days or what the future is for our country. Maybe things will turn around. But on an individual basis, it makes no difference what happens in the world. If things pick up and there's a revival in the country and in the world, each individual who refuses to accept Jesus faces a grim future. A future as devastating, or even more so, than the picture painted in Jeremiah. Pray for your friends who don't know Jesus. Ask the Lord to give you opportunities to share the good news with them. Their eternity depends on it. What do you think? Let me hear from you at steve@lifespringmedia.com. So, how was your weekend? I actually got some much-needed rest. I hope you did, too. Thanks to my friendly editor for his continued support of the show. You can stop by support.lifespringmedia to see how you can be a part of the support team. If you believe that the show has brought value to your life, it would be great if I could count you as a supporter of the show. Thanks for your consideration. Tomorrow, being Tuesday, we'll be back in the New Testament. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.